USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. We're about an hour away from that meeting at the White House between President Biden and congressional leaders about the debt ceiling. Ahead of it, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is repeating the White House position on the Republican position.
What House Republicans are saying is that they want to potentially, if they get their way, threaten the country's first default, something that has never happened before. That's what they're threatening.
Jean-Pierre says today's a conversation, not a negotiation. Some have floated the idea of a short-term debt ceiling increase, but House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's rejecting that, saying, let's solve this now. President Biden will be the first U.S. president to visit the South Pacific island of Papua New Guinea. He'll make a stop after the G7 summit in Japan later this month. New details about the man who killed 8 people and wounded many others at a suburban Dallas mall over the weekend. Correspondent Priscilla Thompson in Allen, Texas, says the shooter was a prolific poster to a Russian social media site.
In addition to the hundreds of posts and angry rants about Jewish people, women, racial minorities, he also posted photos showing he spent thousands of dollars on guns and ammunition. And we know that for about a year at least, he had been posting photos of the mall, maps of this mall, looking at when the busiest times were.
Senate Democrats want Republican mega donor Harlan Crow to turn over a list of every gift he's given Clarence Thomas or any other Supreme Court justice. Crow has denied he's tried to influence Thomas following reports he paid for luxury vacations for Thomas and his wife. A government task force says women should start checking for breast cancer at age 40. The old recommendation was 50, but the task force says that's because of higher rates of breast cancer among women in their 40s. This is USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for pets and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee wants state lawmakers back in Nashville in late August. He's calling a special session to try again to pass stronger gun laws in the wake of the mass shooting at a church school in Nashville. Lee has signed an executive order to strengthen background checks. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says lawmakers there need to focus on mental health in light of the latest mass shooting in the state. But State Senator Royce West says it's more than that.
It's not all because of mental health. It's because some people are just evil.
West is backing a House bill that's moved out of a state House committee that would raise the age to buy assault weapons in Texas from 18 to 21.
We are smart enough. If we can solve budget problems in this state working together, we should be able to strike a balance with the Second Amendment issue.
Two Texas Republicans joined Democrats to move that bill out of committee yesterday. As name, image, and likeness deals flourish and athletes easily transfer from one college to another, the NCAA's power over college athletics has diminished, but there's one issue where it stands firm. No gambling by student-athletes on any sport anywhere, even where it's legal, like Iowa. Now dozens of current and former athletes at the state's two biggest schools, Iowa and Iowa State, are involved in a sports betting investigation. Iowa says current athletes under investigation have been suspended from their teams. This word comes days after Alabama fired its baseball coach over an alleged bet on his team's game against LSU last month. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.